Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The Chicago Blackhawks can finish their season-opening five-game road trip with a winning record tonight if they can take the measure of their Central Division rivals, the Colorado Avalanche, here in Denver. The Hawks have surprised a couple of quality NHL teams thus far, so hey, why not tonight as well? So the first of four meetings between these two teams is set to begin. And
how cool is it for Connor Bedard to be starting these games and playing against Sidney Crosby? And you look at all the great centers, Matthews, McKinnon, he has had some tough matchups, face-offs. We'll keep an eye on them tonight.
We're ready to play now. The drop of the puck at center ice, we're underway, and McKinnon wins the face-off deep into the Colorado zone. Oh, there's a shorthanded breakaway. Logan O'Connor over the Hawk line down the slot, shoots and scores. His second shorthanded goal in as many games. He had one up in Seattle. He gives the Avs the first lead in this game. 1-0 with 8:14 left in period number one.
Hawks just couldn't get the puck in deep. They got kind of sandwiched right at the blue line there. Avs very aggressive. They went after it. Logan O'Connor, he goes all the way down the ice on this breakaway. Goes over the glove of Mrazek up into the top shelf. That's the second of the season, as you mentioned. He picked up a shorthanded goal in the last game.
Now the Avs get the puck off the draw again. Rantanen put it to the crease, and down is Mrazek again with a save. The rebound, they score. It's Johansson at the doorstep. Would not be denied. Poking at the puck several times. He finally got a loose one off of Mrazek and flipped it behind him. It's now 2-0 Colorado. 2-0, the Avs lead the Hawks after one period of play. And the shots on goal, wow, 22-8.
They had the last 14 shots on goal. It was 8-8 about halfway through that period, maybe about 7 minutes. And the Avs just, man, they just were relentless. Blackhawks, it's a good learning lesson for them. I mean, you have to make decisions quickly. You have to move your feet. If you're hesitant, if you're not moving your feet, you're in big trouble. And that's what you saw at the tail end of that period. The Avs had all kinds of momentum going. The Hawks couldn't find pucks. They were being checked and no time and space. So they've got to regroup a little bit. Yeah. Mrazek was excellent that period. A power play goal and a shorthanded goal. Not much you can do in those situations. The rest of them, he was excellent. But he's got to get some support there. 21 shots, 22 shots on goal.
Pass up the left wing side for Tyler Johnson. He can't clear. Avs get it back. From the slot, Nichushkin put it over to Taze. He shoots and scores. From the bottom of the right wing circle, Devon Taze, who actually started this play, took a pass from Nichushkin, who was in the slot. Poor Peter Mrazek was over at the top of the crease, tried to make this save. It ends up in behind him off the wrist shot from Taze. It's now 3-0 Colorado. Avs get the puck back. Here's McKinnon left point again. Put it over to the right point to Devon Taze. He'll fire it down through traffic. Stopped in front. Here's McKinnon with a shot. He scores. Off a handoff from Tatar. The Avs maintain the Hawks zone. Tired the Hawks out. And McKinnon put it into the top shelf on a snapshot. It's now 4-0 Colorado.
Wow. I mean, how relentless are the Avs? Boris Kachuk, a little bit slower to make a decision. Jack Johnson pinches down, keeps the play alive, and Blackhawks have another opportunity. They just keep moving around. The way that they attack, the way that they go out after loose pucks, I mean, just so impressive. A nice little feed from Tatar, who picks up his second point of the night. McKinnon, his second goal of the season. And the Hawks, you know, frustrating for them, but you just got to give credit to the Avs where credit is due.
Nolasson took it back for the Avs, lost it at the Hawk blue line. Reichel back in the Hawk zone with five, poking it ahead down into the Avalanche zone. Johnson will secure this and take it down deep into the corner. There's the horn ending the hockey game, and the Avalanche win 4-0. Georgiev in goal for the Colorado Avalanche, stopping all 18 Blackhawks shots. Picks up his fourth straight win on the season. He's now 5-0-0 in his career against the Blackhawks with two shutouts. So the Hawks finish the road trip with a record of 2-3. Playing some pretty tough customers on the way through this trip. 4 out of 5 games of this road trip were home openers for the other team. And they'll regroup and take on the Vegas Golden Knights on Saturday night.